Now, the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline is a national organisation that's made a life-changing difference to the lives of literally thousands of children over the past 25 years or so. And there's a very active branch in Billericay that's looking for help if you are able to share your home with a couple of children from Ukraine this summer. To tell us more, I'm joined now by the group's activity and hosting coordinator, Gaynor Manthorpe, along with her husband, Alistair. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Alan.
Been into Phoenix many times before, I know. Talking a little while about specifically what you're looking for, who you're looking for with these host families, but before we do that, I've been saying all morning that these holidays literally change the lives of the children. That's not an exaggeration, is it?
It's not an exaggeration. The children come here. In Britain, we give them good food, and the air is much cleaner. We take them out a great deal, so they're not just confined to their houses. And this improves their health, it improves their confidence as well, and just improves their general well-being.
Because I wonder if some people might think that this was 30 years ago, it's 30th anniversary in April, which is absolutely incredible. It seems like, you know, seems like just yesterday. But you might think, oh, well, yes, obviously it was a disaster at the time, but surely it should have all cleared up by now. The radioactive effects, the fallout should have dissipated by now, shouldn't they?
The radioactivity is still there in the area where the children come from. The water table is contaminated, so consequently the food is contaminated that they eat. Generally, the area they live in is quite poor, and money is also a difficult situation for them, so they're not able to buy maybe the good things that have been coming in from abroad, and they're growing their own fruit and vegetables. And although it was 30 years ago, because of everything being in the water table and also being passed down through their parents, these children still have ongoing situations such as thyroid cancer, blood cancers, and so on.
So the effects are really sort of quite far-reaching after all these years, but what does coming to the UK for a few weeks actually do to alleviate that situation, sir?
I think there's a question that's asked of us many times. Is it actually sort of harmful bringing them out? Are we showing them something they cannot achieve in their lives? Well, we can only talk from the results that we actually see. These children arrive at Gatwick Airport when we collect them. I compare them to frightened rabbits. They're very sort of scared looking, very pale, a little rucksack on their back as they come through the customs controls. And we turn them around in 4 weeks. People say, is the language a problem? Well, we have a sort of crib sheet, and you can communicate with children. You're talking children with an average age of 9, 10, 11 years old. And by the end of 4 weeks, they're communicating. Very moving when a child, as happened a couple of years ago, came down the stairs and said in English, perfect English, good morning, Papa, which was very moving for me. I am a father, I'm a grandfather. Still very moving to have a child from another country that's very comfortable with us.
Because you and Gaynor have been involved with the local link of Chernobyl Children's Lifeline and another organisation working with children from the area for quite a few years now. So you've looked after quite a few children yourselves.
We have. We were counting just now. I think it's about 16 children over the years that we've hosted. On two occasions, we've had four in the house, which is quite a task. And on other occasions, it's two, and we've hosted an interpreter as well. It's just very rewarding. It's hard work, but very, very rewarding. When they go home, we think we'll have a nice rest now. And then we're planning for the following year because we think, yes, we actually miss the children. We miss the buzz of children in the house.
Are you still in touch with any of them?
Yes, it rarely happens. And now and again, you get a random email suddenly ping up and you think, where's this from? And it could be from Belarus, where we've hosted children, or from Ukraine, where we have hosted children. We are in touch with a family in the Ukraine, and we visited them 3 years ago. So we do keep up strong links with them. It's very moving to go to the country they come from, and you realise that they're not poverty-stricken, but they're very poor. But it's amazing, they don't moan about it.
So just going back to the effects of the fallout, you've talked, Gaynor, about the poverty and the effect on the food production, the whole process. In terms of the health of the children and the cancers, the leukemia, the blood cancers, and all these other things that are very strongly linked with that fallout, there have been suggestions that coming to the UK, literally just coming away from that for a month, can extend lives.
There has been that suggestion. It hasn't actually been proved, but the suggestion is a month away can extend their lives by a couple of years, and also give them more of an outlook as to what they may do, and perhaps it's worth them trying to work hard and maybe get out of that area where they're living to somewhere that's cleaner.
So certainly a very worthwhile thing to be doing all these years after the disaster, and something that will hopefully carry on in terms of affecting those lives for a long time to come. The main reason you're here this morning is to talk about one aspect of the holidays, and that is the need for host families. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also want to find out what goes on with the holidays, because I know it's a really packed program that you have, and Gaynor, you're sort of in charge of that side of things for the local link. You're with Phoenix FM. It's just gone 20 past 11. Alan Johnson with you with the Feel Good Saturday, and I'm chatting with Gaynor and Alistair Manthorpe, who are two members of the Billericay and South Essex link of Chernobyl Children's Lifeline, about holidays, or a holiday specifically, that they're planning for a dozen children this year from one of the areas worst affected, still being affected by the nuclear power plant disaster at Chernobyl 30 years ago. Gaynor, Chernobyl is in Belarus, isn't it? But these children are coming from Ukraine. I've got that the wrong way round.
Chernobyl is in Ukraine. And the children are coming from Ukraine.
The worst effects were Belarus, weren't they?
They were, because
that's right.
The wind took it up that way.
Yeah, but it's a whole vast area that was affected by the disaster. You were talking about a bit before the break. We were talking about how literally life changing these holidays are for these children, and how many thousands, tens of thousands of children have been helped by the organisation nationally and locally over the years. They're over here for a month. It's June and July, isn't it?
It is. They're coming on June the 12th to July the 10th.
And you have a whole... it's quite an organisation, isn't it? You're in charge of organising a programme of activities pretty much every day, certainly on the weekdays.
On the weekdays, yes. And we've also got one on a Saturday this year.
But in between, obviously, the children need somewhere to stay, and that is what you're here for this morning.
Yes, we're looking for two more host families to host two children each. We have two boys and two girls at the moment who have nowhere to stay. They'll be aged between 9 and 11, and you have them as a pair. So they'll be with you in the evenings and at the weekend. And if you want to come out with us on an activity, obviously that's also a possibility.
Alistair, what sort of people are you looking for here? This is presumably a commitment for the whole 4 weeks. It's not a case of, well, we can do a week and then somebody else can do a couple of weeks. You're looking for somebody who's going to be committed to those children for the period.
Yes, we are indeed. It's I think it's important the first sort of week is a sort of bedding in time, literally in beds, obviously, when... Diet-wise, communication-wise, it's a very much a settling-in time. But to give them stability, I think it's important that they stay for the whole 4 weeks with the one family. And believe me, if anybody's thinking about it, by the end of the 4 weeks, you won't want to give them back, but you have to.
Yeah, you must become very, very close during that period. It's a long time, isn't it, to be spending with them and to build up a real bond.
Oh, yes, it is. You have to sort of... acclimatise them. The first year we did it, we sort of introduced into the power shower, which they thought was amazing. Put them in the power shower, and sort of 20 minutes later, they're still in the power shower, and all the hot water's gone. So you have to, in the end, it's easier to put them in baths than you control a bath.
That's one of the things that you've learned.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
From a practical point of view, Gaynor, what is it that you're looking to do? You've got these activities every day. Presumably, the hosts will have to get the children to and from a point for them to join in with those activities.
That's correct. We meet every morning at Billericay Methodist Church about 9:15, 9 o'clock. So they would need to be brought there and then collected again, usually about 4:30. But depending on the activity, we try and do a later one once a week, so times vary on pickups. And apart from that, there's no other commitment from the host family as to being anywhere particular.
Are you ideally looking for people with children themselves of a similar sort of age? And we're talking about sort of 11, 12-year-olds, that sort of age,
is it? We've asked for 9 to 11-year-olds.
And this is boys and girls?
6 girls, 6 boys. And as far as host family is concerned, it can be people with children or without. There's no age restrictions, providing you're fit enough to get them to Billericay each day and able to feed them in the evenings and maybe go out with them at the weekend, so they're not just sitting in the house all weekend. That's fine.
And you mentioned earlier, Alistair, the language barrier. Mm-hmm. Is that a problem, or is that can you use that to sort of advantage?
No, not at all. You find that obviously they travel. 12 children come over with a translator with them, so during the days they can use the translation service if they wish. That translator is reachable by telephone at any time at all if there's a problem in the home. But generally speaking, we use the crib sheet. If you give them something and they don't like it, you don't give it to them again. And if you focus in on the things they like, which is usually centred around cheese or ice cream, usual things that children like, baked beans, can't get enough of that. So once you sort of focus in on what they like and don't like, it's no problem at all. And the crib sheet is fine because you can point to the word in English and it translates into Belarusian, and with mobile phones now you can do that, of course.
Yeah, of course you can. And I guess that you give full support as an organization, as a group, and as individuals within the group with experience of having looked after the children or other children in the past, that people aren't going to be on their own with this, are they?
People are not on their own. They can ring up, as Alistair said, they can ring the interpreter any time for help, they can ring me any time for help. And if a family have something on at the weekend, if maybe they've got a wedding, then usually one of the other host families will take the children in for that day, or they can go to somebody who's not hosting who has had a DBS check in order to take the children in. And all host families must have a DBS check by us.
Yeah. Are you happy to talk to anybody who's sort of thinking, well, maybe I might, you know, want to just find out a little bit more to see if they might be suitable?
More than happy to talk to people. I can talk to them on the phone, or we can go and visit them. That's absolutely fine.
How can people contact you?
People can contact me on our home phone number, which is 01245 328 235. There is a mobile number, but our mobile reception's poor. So
that's the best number,
yes,
to give
that's
you,
the
give
best
you
number.
A bell, Gaynor, and just have a chat about this. Or if people think that, well, maybe it's not something they can do themselves, then pass the word around, because this is such a vital thing to do. It is so worthwhile and very rewarding. Obviously, you do it for the children, but very rewarding for you as well.
It is rewarding for us, but it's not the reason we're doing it. Because we're usually quite tired by the end of the 4 weeks, especially for our age.
We are indeed.
But the children love it. They have such a fantastic time. They go to so many things. For example, this year they're going to see The Lion King. They'll be going to Adventure Island. And their faces when they see the amusement rides as you come towards it are incredible. Mm. Because there's nothing like that in Ukraine. They're going to the Thriftwood Scout Camp. And then they're camping overnight this year. So that would be a new adventure. They go to Skiability, which is It's water skiing with inflatables, and they absolutely love it, and they go there twice. The man is so generous. We go sailing down at Steeple, and we do go into some schools, which is fine, and they have a lovely time there, face painting, trampolines, etc. And we do also take them to the dentist and the opticians. And this comes back to the health side. The dentist usually has to do a substantial amount of work on the children, and he does that free of charge. And the optician provides glasses free of charge, although usually if it's one a year, that's it.
Really? So an awful lot going on. It's an absolutely packed programme, isn't it? Remind us of the dates again, Gaynor.
The dates are the 12th of June they arrive, which is a Sunday, until the 10th of July, again, which is a Sunday. And their activities start on that first Monday.
What always gets me is that your organisation, whilst your focus is this holiday once a year, 1 month during the year, it's an all year thing, isn't it? That as soon as one holiday's over, you're planning the next, and you're raising funds, because it costs quite a lot of money to get the children here, doesn't it? With visas and what have you,
it costs flights. In the region of £10,000. Because we do have to pay for the visas, unfortunately, and the flights are going up. Plus the cost of some of the activities. People are very generous and give us an awful lot free of charge and make donations. But there are things we do need to pay for. So, yes, it costs quite a lot of money. So we're fundraising throughout the year. And our next fundraising is on the 12th of March at St Nicholas Church in Ingrave, and we have a quiz night. So if anyone is interested for that, tickets are £6, and you bring your own drink and nibbles.
And also an opportunity to meet some of the people involved in the link. And if somebody's thinking, well, you know, I'd like to have a chat about possibly hosting, possibly helping out, come along to the quiz.
Yes. Okay.
Alistair?
I'm just going to say that we do have a video. It's a video. Hark at me.
DVD.
Old man, DVD. Available of last year's activities and the children from last year. So you can actually see the children in a DVD. We're quite happy to share this with people, and they would see the sort of big smiles and lots of the children.
And just
do.
See what it's all about. It's one thing for us to sit here talking about it, but yep. But that's tremendous.
Yes, indeed.
Look, time is getting the better of us. But, Gaynor, you're just handing me the details of the website as well. It is ccll.org.uk/South Essex. I will give those details out again. And if you do a search for Chernobyl Children Lifeline South Essex, something like that, you will find your website and all the contact details as well. It's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you both. Very best of luck finding not just the numbers of people, but the right people for this, because it is an important thing, and it's something that obviously you've really got to have your heart fully in to be able to do.
Yeah.
And thank you, Gaynor. Thank you, Alistair, for popping in this morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.